You know, we often find ourselves praying for first responders, supporting first responders, saying all kinds of great things about first responders, and actually needing first responders. Well, here's a way to genuinely help first responders. It's called Honoring Our Heroes, and the Lions Clubs of the Brazos Valley put on this event. It's coming up February the 24th at the Expo Center. Ron Gay, he tells you about it.
Well, this is our sixth Honor Our Heroes event, and it started out because of the need to support the 100 Club, which has supported four first responders who have died in the line of duty in Brazos County since 2010. Our Lions Club was also wanting to just honor first responders in general for the jobs that they do for us. We came up with this idea of having a multiple Lions Club fundraiser, and we have three Lions Clubs in the area that are working on the project, and we've done this for 6 years. We have a band, we have a good dinner. All of the first responders come free of charge, and their guest. We average about 150 first responders and guests at this event, and it's a great evening. We have sponsor tables from corporate Bryan College Station or individual tickets. And if you want to buy a table, it's $500. If you want to buy an individual ticket, it's $40.
George Strait will not be there, but pretty darn close.
We have a tribute band to George Strait, and people who have seen him say he is, I mean, you can't tell the difference. And so it's going to be a great evening of country western music, dancing, dinner. There'll be a raffle. Lots of good things going on, but the best thing is that we are honoring those men and women who every single day get up with the idea that they're going to be between us and the bad guys.
What the 100 Club is all about is honoring our heroes, the first responders. And if you see Ron Gay, well, you'll always see his 100 Club pin on him.
The 100 Club, they've been going for about 60 years. You pay $100 a year to support the widows and families of first responders who die in the line of duty. As I've said, we've had four. On average, the 100 Club will move in and alleviate all of their debt. Mortgages are paid off, credit cards paid off, student loans paid off, cars paid off. They average about $300,000 per family. So that means that $1.2 million has come back to the families of first responders in Brazos County. Now, we have nearly 300 members of the 100 Club in Brazos County today. Mm-hmm. 8 years ago when I started as the advisory director, we had about 40 members. So we've really increased our membership, but we need to increase it a lot more to support these men and women.
Again, it's coming up February the 24th, that evening at the Brazos County Expo Center. And for tickets, you can go to this website, csnoonlions.org, csnoonlions.org, for tickets for a table or for individuals. Honoring Our Heroes, February the 24th, put on by all the Lions Clubs of the Brazos Valley. That's Bravo, Brazos Valley. I'm Tom Turbeville. It's brought to you by Coldwell Banker, Agtown Realtors, voted the best in the Brazos Valley.